I have a just an update on the special town election, but I'm going to ask our town clerk, who I think is, there she is. If you just come up, Nance, and give us an update, please.
All righty. So good evening, Mr. Chairman, council members. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to speak. So my name is Nancy Dinello, and I'm your town clerk, and I'm here tonight to give an update. We're 6 days away, 6 days. We've had, so Franklin's got a total of 33,384 residents with 24,891 registered voters. So far, we've had 3,815 voters cast their vote by mail or in person. That's pretty good. That's about 15%, and we still have 6 days. So I don't think that's bad for a local election. It's been a steady stream of voters coming into the office, and we're pretty excited to see what the close of absentee voting on Monday, June 10th at noontime will bring us. We've actually placed bets on how many people are going to come out and vote. I'll tell who won. I'll tell you who won. So apparently there are some rumors floating around on social media about when we open the ballots and if the votes are counted prior to Election Day. So I'm sorry this is going to be lengthy, and I apologize. Sorry, Tom. I just want to go over the process for a local election. So similar to state primaries and state elections, the state does allow us to open and tabulate the ballots prior to Election Day. I opted not to do that. Everything is going to be opened Election Day. So I want to just go over the process. And I know this is going to be boring, but sorry. Once a ballot is received by mail or in person, we enter the ballot into the state voter registration system. Now, when I say we enter the ballot, what I mean is we update the voter's status to voted. Then we continue this process throughout the day. At the end of the day, you're going to hear this word a lot, we do an audit of all the ballots that have been processed that day. And we do the audit based on the precinct. So everybody that comes in to vote gets audited that day. Once the audit is complete, those ballots get wrapped up with the specific precinct ballot audit and then locked into the vault and sealed. This obviously happens on a daily basis. On Election Day, the police are going to come to the office really early in the morning, and they're going to retrieve all of the ballots cast and the official ballots for the day of voting. They will then deliver all of the ballots in their sealed bins to the specific precincts. The precinct wardens will be sitting at the table awaiting their bin, and they will then verify, open the bin, and of course, break the seal on the bin, verify the number of that seal, and the police will present that to the precinct warden. The wardens will then present all of the envelopes to our check-in election employees, where they will then enter the ballots into the poll pads. Once the ballot envelopes are processed through the poll pads, which is basically just checking in the ballot, just like you do. When you go in to vote, you're going to give them your name, and they're going to check you in. We do the same thing with the envelopes. We read out their names, and they're going to check them into the poll pads. The reason we do that is because, obviously, those ballots are then going to be processed through the tabulator. So we want to, again, audit the poll pad to the tabulator. And if we didn't do that, wouldn't balance. So back to the still intact envelopes. They're then returned to the wardens once they're processed through the poll pads, and then they're going to open the envelopes. This process is completed in the gym right in front of their precincts for everybody to watch. The envelopes are open face down. We don't know who the voter is. We don't look. Honestly, we don't care. We have almost 4,000 ballots, so we're not looking at the voter and looking to see how they voted. So no one knows how a voter voted except for that voter. So once the envelopes are open and the ballots are taken out of the envelopes face down, the warden will then proceed to the tabulator with the police officer, and they will insert the ballots into the tabulator. Short version, no ballots are open prior to Election Day, and yes, all votes are processed on Election Day. One more thing, I cannot stress enough. Please, if anybody has any questions, don't ask them on social media. Call me, 508-520-4900. Would you go to social media for a medical question? No, call us. A lot of misinformation on social media. We're available all the time. We're always in the office. Call us. Most of you have my cell phone number, and if you don't, it's on the website. Feel free to call me, day or night, weekend, it doesn't matter.
Collaboration
Thank
with
you.
Franklin TV
I appreciate it.
And
Bye.
Franklin Public Radio.
Thanks, man.
This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone.
Thank you, Nancy.
We need your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.